So I began a conversation again today and asked the presence, the power that's actually my life force energy that's within me to guide my words and my actions and my thoughts today so that I can see the world clearly, so I can see, rather than the story my mind is telling me about what everything means, can I see it fresh and new today? And I begin this story every day because every day is brand new. And then I was thinking about that today. I was listening to an old recording, and I was the thought came to me that, I say it, the thought came to me, because it's not like I'm thinking. I'm not trying to think about anything, but all of a sudden something pops in my mind, and I notice, oh, that's what it's like. That's how the presence moves and has its being as me, is that all of a sudden there's a new idea there, a new thought that was never there before. And it might be something simple. And in this case, it was just the difference between saying the words, okay, God, can you help me? Can you help me see a good day? And, that's the letter of the law. That's where I say the words, and abracadabra zis goomba, and it's the words, it's intelligence, it's information. It sounds the same. What makes it different than just words on a piece of paper or something that's recorded or something that somebody says, it really has no, it's just the words, it's like I read the words in the print, and the words have always been there, but when I give them my life, when I actually put myself into those words and express them, I add something to it, and what I'm adding to it is the spirit, and that the spirit is my actual life force energy that I enthusiastically put myself into the words that I'm saying as I say the words. And it not only is it given the letter of the law, but it's also given the spirit of the law. So you feel the impact of the words more. And I realize that any powerful person that's ever talked from a place of knowing, when they talk and they're present, you can tell the difference than when they're not present. And it reminded me, I'm trying to keep this short, but it reminded me, I went to a concert and I saw one of my favorite guitar players, and I watched him play, and he knows how to play all the notes, and he was playing, and I went there with a bunch of family members, and it was good. The songs were exactly the way they sounded on the record, and they sounded good, but something was missing. And then he did it solo. And in the solo, he really got into the guitar work, and you could feel the difference. It was totally a different feeling altogether, because he finally made the transition from just doing a performance of things that come from the past, and he added his life to it. And when he added his life to it, the audience, I watched the whole audience come alive, because it was so good, because it was the difference between just playing the notes. When I saw Jimi Hendrix, he was already dead. It was a few days before he died, and he played with his teeth and all that stuff, but he wasn't even present for the performance. And I knew something was missing. At the time, I didn't know what it was. I just wondered why it was, it was great. The work was great, but something was missing. And what's missing is the life, And we have to put ourselves into our lives. We have to really go for the meaning in our lives. If we don't go for the meaning, it's just a bunch of words. So that's what I'm getting from these conversations. I hope you're doing them too, because I know that they'll work for you, because as you put yourself into your life, it's a practice. It's like a dress rehearsal for your real life, because you're getting honest with yourself and allowing yourself to feel your enthusiasm for the words that you use in these conversations. And then your life gets better, because now you're bringing more life into your world, and you're bringing more of your life into your life, and the people around you are going to notice it, and you're going to feel it. And thank you, God, for the awareness of the power of the words that come through us, and that the ability to formulate words in ways that help people. Thank you, God, for that ability. Thank you.